Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm joined today by my sister, Madeline McRae. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, darling. Hi, everyone.
And today we're talking about how you can improve your well-being after you've had a baby, what we call the postnatal period. And you would have heard about postnatal depression and postnatal exhaustion, and there's so much you can do if you are aware of things that can prevent you getting into that exhausted state. And it's very important to understand that after having a baby, you are in a vulnerable state as far as your health and your immune system if you are deficient in certain nutrients, particularly iron. And it's very important to get help early. And it's great to have Madeline here today because she's had three children. She's had a lot of experience and she's writing a book called Instinctive Mothering. I really like that title.
Well, that's right, because it brings it down to the basic point, because having a baby is one of the most magnificent experiences, but it is full of challenge, and we have our expectations of how we think it's going to be. And from my humble experience, and I have grandchildren as well, so I've watched it unfold twice, it's greater than our expectations, but it also has that other side to it, which as a human being, your best position to be in is to trust yourself. Yes. And society doesn't grow us that way. Bearing in mind, I realise, you know, I'm older now, I'm 70, but I'm a bit of a rebel. But society doesn't teach us to believe in our own gut and to believe in our instinct. But these are our greatest allies, because there's so much information out there that, and some of it's excellent and it's really, really good, but there's so much, and it can become confusing, and it becomes there's a lot of noise, and you lose your thread to yourself. So as a mother, I trusted myself that, and also I had studied natural medicine, which meant I had a background, but I leant on that, which in those days was frowned on a bit. It wasn't looked at.
Yes.
You know, the way it is now.
Very alternative.
It was very alternative, yes, in those days. But I trusted and I believed. Also, the other thing is we get emotionally ragged. And it's going to take us way out of our comfort zone, the whole experience.
Especially the first baby.
Yes, especially the first baby. Definitely the first baby. So we get out of our comfort zone, and then it's going to be challenging and wonderful. The idea is to believe in what you feel. And you're the mother of that child, so you were given that gift. Therefore, as the mother, you are the closest thing to that child. You are in tune with that child instinctively. So if you can trust yourself and follow that and feel strong in that, you're going to get worn out. This is how it is. But you don't get blown around by the changes and the things on that deep level.
Yeah, because you've got that connection.
That's right.
And that faith in your own instincts.
That's right.
Which is very important.
That's right.
And, you know, sometimes women find it harder to have that connection if their hormones are totally depleted. And
Yeah.
You know, hormones are really important in your connection with the baby. And, and when you breastfeed, you produce a lot of oxytocin,
yeah,
which comes from the pituitary gland, and that is the love and cuddle,
yeah,
hormone. And so, you know, breastfeeding can give you that oxytocin wonderful feeling, and that can help you. But there are other hormones that are important, and, you know, after the baby is delivered and the placenta is delivered, you have a total loss of all your sex hormones.
Yes.
Like your progesterone, your testosterone, your estrogen. Mm. And that can have a profound effect on the brain in some women. And
absolutely.
So some women will have a little bit of the blues, you know, the
yep.
postnatal
yep.
blues.
Yeah.
But other women will get severely depressed.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, it's not me anymore. I don't feel like me.
That's right.
I've lost that loving feeling.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it could be that you need some progesterone.
Yes.
Which is a natural hormone, very safe, and you can have it as a cream or lozenges, and it will not reduce the breastfeeding.
Right.
It's
right.
quite safe for the baby.
Yeah.
And it can be given straight away. You know, if a woman mm-hmm. feels depressed the day after the baby's born, well, you don't have to panic, but let's say 2 to 3 weeks after the baby's born, and she's not really improving, I would seriously consider using progesterone, you know, in a dose from, say, 100 to 400 milligrams a day.
Yeah.
As a cream, and, you know, it'll work within a matter of 2 or 3 days.
No, I think it's fantastic. And also what I didn't know at the time, because it wasn't done back in that day, but what I've seen my daughter-in-law is doing is that they keep the placenta, and you, there's people who do this, well,
yeah,
in America.
There are. But it's controversial.
Why?
Well, it's controversial in Australia, and people still do it, but you can pick up some infections, bacterial infections. It's not common.
No.
But, you know, a lot of doctors will say, I don't do that because
I've witnessed it. And what they do is they get it, and then it's immediately freeze-dried.
It is, yeah.
And then it's put into capsules.
It is, yeah.
So then that iron and all that is...
It does have a lot of nutrients.
That's right.
Yeah, it does.
So they...
It has a lot of iron, of course.
Yeah.
And B12.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be a wonderful food. But unfortunately, when you freeze-dry the placenta, the hormone content crashes by about
80%. Yeah.
So you may still need... like the progesterone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was just something, you know, I never knew about that, so I didn't. But then
A lot of people do it.
Yeah.
As far as,
in
know,
America they do it.
It's become a bit trendy, and
it's very trendy.
It may help.
I
know?
Think it
You've
I
got
think
to
it
keep
did.
An open mind.
That's
in
right.
medicine.
That's
you
right.
Do.
And also what have learned, because, you know, I've used homeopathics with my children, because when they're babies, their system is so singular and so pure.
Yes, sensitive, yeah.
That homeopathics work like a dream. But I found that, I learned, because my first son, Isaac, was, I guess, what people would term a difficult child. He's a wonderful man, incredible human being now. But I didn't know he was a difficult child because he was my first experience. So I just thought that's what all
that's
babies
right.
were.
What
like.
A shock.
But yeah, but so what happened was during my pregnancy, I was ignorant of the fact that I had was deficient in
B12 or
no,
iron?
No, 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 magnesium.
Oh, yes. Common, and very common
yeah,
deficiency in
yes,
magnesium.
Yes, mm. So I didn't realise it. So if the mother is deficient in magnesium, then when the child is born, if the child has the propensity for that, it will be magnesium deficient.
Correct.
And I found out the hard way because Isaac, my son, had bad colic.
Colic, yeah.
And it was terrible. And you can get depressed just from that because they're screaming. You're feeding them. You don't know what in the hell is going on and what you're doing wrong. And something that could be just a wonderful, beautiful you know, experience becomes fraught with anxiety, and you feel like you're a bad mother and what's happening. And I was lucky enough to, I spoke with a friend of mine who just had a baby, who was also into all the natural stuff. And she said, I'll ring up my old herbal lady, who she was like then, about my age, I suppose. And she got back to me and she said, oh, you just need to give the baby, and you need to start taking magnesium so that it gets into your system and gets into your breast milk. And the baby, before each feed, you need to get the Dr. Schüssler's brand
of homeopathic magnesium.
Well, actually, it's a cell salt.
Yeah. Magfos.
6X. Magfos. You can get it, I mean, any health food shop, they'll carry Magfos as a cell salt. Any good health food shop. And you crush it up on a spoon. I used to crush that up in a teaspoon with another teaspoon. I put a little boiling water on it, mix it into a paste, and I'd push it off the spoon into my son's mouth, and then immediately put my breast in. And she said to me, you've got to do it every single feed for him, and you have to take a huge amount of magnesium, which seems extreme, but, you know, given the situation I was in, I was willing to try
and
anything.
And how quickly did it work, Madeline?
It took 4 days.
Very good, yeah.
And that was the end of it.
Of the colic, yeah.
Gone. I kept on taking, I lowered the dose, but I kept on taking magnesium. And I also would make sure in the daytime I would give him a little bit so that the gas didn't build up. Like I'd give him, into his mouth for the first five feeds, because he was always on the breast every hour and a half. So I would keep that going in him. And then, of course, once the child gets to about 3 months, their whole digestive system has learned how to deal with it all.
Yes.
But in the beginning, the colostrum's fine. For the first 3 days, you'll be fine. But as soon as all that milk rushes in, bingo.
Their gut is overloaded.
That's it. And their body's not used to digesting that amount, and that, you know, therefore the colic begins. But if you take magnesium while you're pregnant, your child will not have colic. Yes. I mean, what amount would they need, Sandra?
Well, you see, during pregnancy, women take the pregnancy multivitamin and mineral formula, which is very good, but it does not have nearly enough magnesium.
Mm-mm.
And magnesium is such a critical mineral for the gut, but also it's the most abundant mineral in your bones.
Yes.
So people think, oh, I'll take calcium. But that's not going to help colic, and it's not going to help the baby's bone growth. So I think that all pregnant women should take 400 milligrams a day of magnesium.
Yeah.
You could take magnesium ultrapotent powder. It's delicious, easy to take. It's bioavailable.
Yeah.
Or if you don't like powders, you can take 400 milligrams elemental magnesium daily, and that will greatly reduce the risk of a baby who has colic or doesn't sleep. And if the baby sleeps, you'll get more sleep, and that's going to help you get through any challenges during the postnatal period.
And also, what I noticed was that the magnesium helped the child's nervous system.
Of course, that's why they sleep better with
that's
it.
That's right.
It relaxes the whole nervous system.
That's right, and so it relaxes all the muscles, which the cramping causes the colic. It relaxes all the muscles, and if you think of it, like, we have this very limited view of, it's like, oh, I want to have a baby. It's a baby. It's not a baby. It's an entire human being that's just come from some other dimension into this world. And so it's processing things on a huge level, perceiving things, it's experiencing so much, and coming from one dimension to another. That magnesium will get rid of the colic, and it will also calm their nervous system. And I think colic is a big one.
Mm.
And another one is...
an irritable baby. Screaming, crying, yes. Doesn't sleep.
Yes.
Magnesium can really be a miracle.
It is.
Yeah, for children
and,
like
and
this.
And also for the mother to
yes,
relax.
Of course.
It's
yeah.
like, look, the child is as it is. It will change. So instead of freaking out about it, oh my God, this isn't how it's meant to be and everything, you really listen to your child, you feel where they're at and what they need, and if it's a little extreme, you know, it doesn't matter. Like my son, Isaac, he had to sleep next to me. And my mother, our mother, was always like, oh no, you might squash him, but you don't. I never did. And then there were times where he would have to sleep lying on top of me. I said, let it be. Because then it was really easy. When he woke up...
See, he was very codependent.
Yeah. Mm. When he woke up, he had a very big Oedipal complex. But when he woke up, I'd just move him over onto one breast.
Mm.
You know, and... And
so the magnesium didn't stop that codependency?
No.
And it made him calmer?
Well, it took away his colic in 4 days.
Mm.
And it never came back.
Mm.
But I used to administer... as soon as they get to 3 months, they don't need that much watching. But there'll be other things, like sometimes women get really freaked out because the baby's, after a feed, it'll projectile vomit, it'll be, so much will be coming out. These things are normal, right? You've got, so you don't, instead of getting in a panic, just become like watching it and be very aware of how it is and maybe give a little bit less milk, right? Maybe feed a little bit more often, give a little bit less milk if it's suddenly coming out. And then there's other things you can do, even if the... if the child's bottle fed, you can add, you can put the magnesium, crush it up, put it into the milk.
Mm.
You can also add some acidophilus probiotics mm-hmm. powder. You can add
some
glutamine.
Amino acid glutamine, which does help to reduce inflammation.
That's
in
right.
The gut.
That's mm. right. And there's so many things, I found that the natural things. Once you really, if you had to be on it, and on it a lot, but they really, really work.
And they're much safer.
They're very
but,
safe.
But, you know, always check with your own doctor. Sometimes there could be something serious causing projectile vomiting, but in most cases it's not.
No.
And, you know, rather than have to use strong medications, you know, see a naturopath or see an integrative doctor, or you can email us, just email... info@cabothealth.com.au or support@liverdoctor.com. We love to get your emails. And thanks for listening. We're going to do another video on postnatal depression and other things that you can do. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And thank you, Madeline.
Well, also, as a last note, believe in yourself. Trust yourself, trust your baby. They're brand new. They're as strong as anything. And if you work with them and become very close, you'll always know what to do for your child more than anybody else.
So
you'll always know.
I think Madeline's book called Instinctive Mothering is going to be fantastic.
Well, it's a bit shocking.
We're looking forward to a bit of controversy and
breaking down the
indoctrination and things like that.
That's right.
And, I think a lot of people will be hanging out for that book, Madeline.
I don't know. I could end up in jail, darlings.
Well, at least you'll get people thinking.
Well, that's right.
To think bigger.
Yeah.
Don't have fixed ideas.
No.
Because really, the power of nutritional medicine is amazing.
And the power of the human body and the power of your baby's body.
Yes.
It'll be okay. You stay calm, they stay calm.
Great advice from a very experienced mother. So bye for now.
Bye.